All sports have their funny stories, but some are funnier than others, because some sports are inherently crazier. In soccer, for instance, there were goalkeepers who leaned against the posts and smoked a cigarette when the game went down to the other end of the pitch. But soccer's funny stories don't go much further than people shooting for goal and hitting the crowd instead. There are wonderful characters in boxing. Maybe the only sport that comes close to cycling for attracting both poor boys anxious to escape the slums or the backbreaking work of farms or mines, and the shady, half-educated men prepared to help them do it for a cut of the rewards. But there aren't actually many funny stories about boxing itself, because boxing is about having the stuffing knocked out of you by someone bigger and stronger, and it's hard to get a good laugh out of that. Cycling, on the other hand, is not only a sport, but a journey. Races go from one place to another and by improbable routes. And as anyone knows who has tried to make a complicated and roundabout train journey on a Sunday morning, travel by improbable routes is fraught with problems. Journeys are slower than they're supposed to be, or trains are diverted down backwoods routes to help engineers working on the main line, or they stop without explanation in rural stations that you've never heard of. See the connection with cycling? For roundabout journeys and improbable breakdowns, think of the mountains. For soul-destroying delays, think of punctures and what the French call la fringale, that sudden and death-inducing suffering that comes from riding too far and eating too little. Compared to that, a rattling, stuffy, and noisy country train seems distinctly luxurious. Of course, what makes it all the more fun is that cycling is supposed to be uncomfortable. The more a race has the power to make its riders thoroughly miserable, the greater its allure becomes. Flat races on smooth roads are dismissed as boring. Stick in several hours of Europe's biggest mountains or take the race down the filthiest, man-ruining roads you can find in northern France or Belgium, and we get misty-eyed at the romance of it all. Even the riders seem to enjoy it. For every rider like Bernard Hinault, who refused to ride races like the Tour of Flanders because they were a dangerous lottery, there are 100 who want no more than to put their mud-stiffened and torn-shouldered jersey behind glass and hang it in their homes after winning Paris-Roubaix. Well, we know the winners of Paris-Roubaix and the other great races. For them, things often went as smoothly as they could, eased along the road by the best domestiques and managers that money could buy. We admire their victories and wish we could be half as good, we who go out on our bikes on Sunday mornings and dream of being gods. But what of the times when things went wrong, not just for the stars, but for those whose only stake in history is the misery or absurdity they briefly went through? What of the sport's craziest moments, the riders who tried to win a classic by coming through the wrong door? The man who defied nature and bladder with a length of rubber, the humble team rider who was pushed to his yellow jersey like a man to the guillotine? Let us celebrate them. Let us revel in the absurdity of a sport we consider the best in the world. And let us feel happy that whatever else happens, there will always be something equally improbable just around the corner. Happy and problem-free cycling.